It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had some connection problems at the very beginning of our broadcast. We joined the broadcast very early in the pregame show.
A run in extra innings, kind of a goofy play. They kind of had a late delayed steal type thing on a, or was it hit and run maybe? It was a hit and run maybe. Guy hit a ground ball. We threw it to first. We thought we had him at first, and they called him safe, and the kid from second never stopped.
That was after, a week later we finished it up?
Yeah, it was a crazy, crazy ball game. But anyhow, we got them last night. We beat them 1-0. And it was a huge victory for the Fort Recovery Indians.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How many rules you got to go over here? If the ball is inside the fence, you catch it. Gary's pointing to everything.
Well, got the tree out there in right field we got to talk about.
I think what they're talking about is anything on the outside of the fence is foul. That's foul ball, and you can't get it. It's out of play. Yeah, I think that's what they discuss. Anything hits the tree out there is live ball. You catch it, and you're out. That's not true, is it?
I have no idea.
That'd be great if it was.
Oh, well, no. Dead ball.
New rule tonight.
Not today, we're going
to
play it.
Today, if it comes off the tree. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we got the wind blowing straight in out of the right field. And
it can't be straight in out of right field.
Why?
Straight in would be straight out center. Straight in, it'd be right to left.
Okay, it's crooked from right field.
It's straight out of the right field.
It's straight from right there.
We won't make this game start. Me and Bob will be in handcuffs here in a little bit.
Well, Bronny, Cole, you guys ready to take over?
What do you call it? Straight in from right field? No.
Yeah.
No.
Blown out of the right.
Dead end. It's dead end from field. How about that?
I'm going to drop this thing here in a little bit.
We on yet?
Yes, we are now.
We're back.
We are on now.
All right.
Had some technical problems, but...
There ain't nothing Spencer can't fix.
Oh, yeah.
He's a MacGyver when it comes to the radio station.
No.
419-852-9201 if you're listening. Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. What's your...
I'm 419-234-2976. You know, I was thinking about that today when I was at work. We haven't heard anything from Jossie. Jossie's always texting us about the games. What's going on with her? She's got two babies now. She's a working skater.
That makes me mad.
I know. Jossie, if you're out there, I want to hear something from you. You're killing me. Indians are announced out on the field. Looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a quick break here. We'll pay some bills. We'll be back for first pitch.
Great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza on Friday for the pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservation for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales. In Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Experts in the Art of Expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
U.S. cell phone.
Garrett, you again.
On my own cell phone. So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling. Asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have things for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Park, Bobby. I like that.
That's a new name.
I do like it. I'm going to go over the quick lineups here for the Houston Wildcats. It's Howie Ludwig going to be leading off, playing shortstop. Brennan Arnold will be in left field, batting second. Jacob Trent will be behind the plate, batting third. Here's a baseball name, Hunter Herrick.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter Herrick will be at third base, batting fourth. John Leist will be playing, he'll be the pitcher, batting fifth. Brad Hickerson will be at first base. Dominic Beaver will be your right fielder. Luke Foster will be your center fielder. And Benny Couchet. Is that what we're saying? Couchet?
It's good by me.
Benny Couchet will be the second baseman, batting ninth.
It's French.
It is French. Houston Wildcats. For the Indians, things will go like this. Cade Wendell, who had a rock solid night last night, he was 3-for-4, and the one that he did not get a hit on was a bullet. And I thought he looked tremendous last night at the plate, in the field. Very proud. Cade Wendell. Willie Homan out in center field, batting second. Nick Thwaites is going to DH for Cassius Metzger, who will be out in right field. Benny Homan will be at shortstop, batting fourth. Reese Rogers will be at first base, batting fifth. Ethan Shane will be in left field, batting seventh. Joe Homan will be at third base, batting eighth. Seventh, I'm sorry. No. And Shannon Berry will be behind the plate, batting eighth. And Drew Mullenkamp. Drew Mullenkamp, young kid. If you guys remember a few years ago, I had a brother, I think his name, we nicknamed him Peach.
Peach.
Old Peachy. So we got a new boy in here in the lineup pitching tonight. Drew Mullenkamp, youngster. And I'm going to think he's not on the varsity roster that we've got up here hanging in front of us, but I'm going to say he's probably a sophomore? Freshman, maybe?
That's a good one.
I don't know.
It's cold.
I don't know.
Is he a freshman or a sophomore?
Pitcher. Drew Mullenkamp.
Sophomore
right there. That's why he's the best in the biz, Bobby. He knows it all. Those are your lineups here for tonight's game. Indians will take the field, so they will be the home team. We got some, man, I tell you what, they're cold out there. We got coats on, we got hoods up, we got masks on. Mercy. And we're ready for first pitch, Bobby. I'm going to let you do the Houston Wildcats.
All right, buddy. So the batter now is...
Okay. Howie Ludwig.
No, he struck out. Who's the Arnold? What's the Arnold's first name?
Did I miss a batter already?
Yep.
I should have it right on there.
Is that Brennan?
Read it? Brennan Arnold. I sat up here last night. PG-14. That's a snowflake I just saw. PG-14 did the game. Did the MAC game. And Jeffrey O.
Strike three. Got him. Good job.
He's a pro, boys.
Jeffrey O
is the man. I couldn't get him going.
Couldn't you?
Couldn't, no. Worked on him a little bit.
Did you? That brings Jacob Trent, the number three hitter for the Wildcats.
We were changing.
On deck, Hunter Herrick.
We were changing some people around, and he said, all right, what happened? I said, well, George Foster came in left field. Oh, it's pretty funny.
That's a curveball for strike. Mullenkamp, for the first time out, throwing strikes in this conditions and been impressive. Gets first two guys looking, and first pitch is a curveball for a strike. That's outside. Copy, I think, is going to have a pretty big strike zone.
Well, we talked about it before the game. If I was umpiring tonight in this kind of conditions,
if
boys,
the catcher catches it, it's a strike.
Let's get this thing going here.
That's in the dirt. 2-1.
Start with three. Last night, Willie got thrown out at second. And I tell you what, the kid didn't have a great arm, but Willie, I thought, had a great jump.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a strike at the letters, too.
There's no doubt that he slid underneath that slide, and even sitting beside a couple of Delphus guys down here, they thought he was safe, too. But they called him out.
Mm-hmm. And a 2-2 inside, full count.
That won't happen very often.
No, it won't. So tomorrow we're going to Greenville for a doubleheader. Is that correct?
The Green Wave, 1 o'clock, yeah.
1 o'clock, we'll be on the air about quarter till 1. From Greenville. Ooh. That one's in and ball four, based on balls. For Trent, that brings Herrick to the plate, runner on first base with two outs here in the top half of the inning number one. Indian baseball on FRR Radio.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Good to be inside.
Good to be inside.
We got a couple guys to your left there. Cole Wendell as normal, and then the new guy.
Yeah.
The new guy. He got a bad bunion. Miss bad bunion.
Well, how big was that bunion to have his car like that?
Size of a bowling ball.
Craziest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, it was. Now, Ryan Braun, how you doing, brother?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good. Ryan, I want to congratulate you on winning a big scholarship in the county. That's really cool.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. That was neat. Man, it was you were everywhere. You were on the TV. You were on the newspapers. You were on
TV. Why
not? Yeah.
Was it really?
TV, yeah.
Big. ESPN. Yeah, it's big. 2-0.
Maybe not TV. Kind of,
you get it. Yeah,
swelled his head a little bit.
We'll figure out. We don't really say much truth. But we are proud of you, big guy.
Absolutely. That was awesome.
That pitch is just a bit high. 3-0. Brig drew up starting out. He got the first two to strike out, and then he's walked number three hitter. Now the cleanup hitter is 3-0. Gets a sign from his catcher, Cody Shinneberry. 3-0 pitch. That's a strike on the corner. 3-1.
Look at Willie out there in center. You got a better chance of seeing him with his football helmet on than you do right now.
He's masked up, eh? I would think that's ball four inside. Two on, two out. For John List.
Well, I'm assuming we're going to save, you know, like many for tomorrow. And probably maybe Riley, huh? And we got Reese Bob.
Yeah.
So
I would think Reese would go at least one of them games because it's in his rotation.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that Jerry is playing here just in case we have four games next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's pitch Drew today. And we got a doubleheader tomorrow. First pitch is outside for a ball. That pitch is right down the heart of the plate. 1-1.
With all these rainouts and stuff, and all of a sudden all these games are going to get packed together, and we'll be playing 7 days a week, twice a night, and we're going to run out of arms. But everybody will. So
we're actually blessed. I mean, I think it favors us.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of pitches.
Good pitch, big guy. One ball, two strikes. Got it on the corner. And he's trying to get out of a two-out jam here. On the Wildcat half of the first inning. Lights on here at the fort. And a pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. He strikes out. Three guys. They leave two. Half in the books. No score.
Yep. That started.
Electric power. We take it for granted until on. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Boys, we back on the air? Nice job. Hey, newbie, here's what you do. When we come back on, you go. You give us the cue. Yeah?
Got gotcha.
Huh? Bobby, we like that, don't we? Bobby, fuck where you care less. All right, here we go. 1-2-3 here for the Indians. Bottom of the first inning. Indians looking to improve to 5-1. That'd be big. We lost our second game of the year to Westerville. What were they, Mommy? Westerville.
How about Worthington Kilbourne?
Oh, yeah, we beat Westerville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Worthington Kilbourne.
Let's get those pretty hard.
Kilbourne, what were they? What was they? Their mascot.
Yeah. Wolves.
Oh, yeah, you are good. You're the best.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate that.
Here we go, Kate
I'm
Wendell.
I'm a little disappointed, though.
And what?
Chunky Bob's.
I know.
What are we going to do?
Talked to Todd Homan last night. We were sitting down here watching the game. Sure. Mm-hmm. He said, he said, if we play here, we can still go.
I'm wide open.
Just down the road.
Yeah.
He started laughing. He said, we're going for all the wrong reasons. I said, that's all right. Kate Wendell steps in the batter's box. Kate 3-for-4 last night. On base machine is what he is. Hit the ball solid every time, except for his perfect bunt that he laid down, and I think it may have went foul if the pitcher would have left it go. But he picked it up, and there was no play. What do you think, Cole? Do you think it was a good foul?
Oh, yeah. I thought the pitcher was silly.
But you thought the pitcher was silly for picking it up? Me, too.
Did he throw him out?
No, perfect bunt. No play.
Not getting that one.
Pop that one up on a bunt attempt. Nobody can get to it.
Ram Charger in the house.
Ram's going to be cold.
He's sitting in his truck. He's happy. He pulled right here, boys.
Nothing wrong with that, Hammer. Actually, ran right into the light pole. One ball, two strikes to Cade Wendell, leadoff man here. Bottom of the first. That one's fouled back to the screen.
We got a lot of fans in their vehicles tonight. Probably listening. If you're listening right now in your vehicle, blow your horn. Blow your horn.
Oh, that would be funny.
Let's hear it. Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Very, very good. That one's fouled back to the screen also.
Right now, Spencey's sitting in his vehicle.
Spencey's.
Dead sprint.
Lori's sitting down here in front of us in her sleeping bag. I told her to come up here. I said, Lori, come up. Lori, if you're down here listening, come on up the steps. Come in here. There's no wind.
Is she really down here by herself?
Well, she was. I told her to come up.
She's with your mom?
Yeah.
Tell them to come up here.
Yeah, both of them.
Grab the umbrella out.
We got two seats here.
There's a ground ball over to the second baseman. Second baseman comes up with it. Throws it over to first, and that's out number one. That's going to bring Willie to the plate. Willie had to take his ski mask off so he can come to the plate.
Sean took me. Just blew my horn out to track me.
We didn't hear that one.
He says it's 22 below zero out there.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. That one's inside ball one. And then, we're still waiting on Jossie to
and then
chime in on us.
Perry Hall just checked in. That sounds cold in Ohio. Yeah, well, Perry, why don't you?
Well, where's he at?
California.
He's going to be back out in California?
That's a rock.
That's going to be a base hit over the shortstop's head. Willie's going to have a one-out single.
Look at him, Stinger. Look at his hands.
He's down there. Coach Fee down there at first base. Nice job, Willie.
Umpire's got a great duster. Twitchy had a big hit last night, Calby.
Well, he had a rocket right up the middle, and felt kind of bad for the pitcher that started the game for Delphus. He threw a complete game. I think we had three hits against him. And, there goes Willie. There goes the throw down to second. Willie's going to be in there easy. Stolen base for Willie. Puts a runner on second. For Nick Twaits, last night's hero. Actually, spark plug. Rally Post came in, got us a hit. That was huge.
I love Rally Post.
Yeah, it was great.
Forecast for tomorrow is 41 and partly cloudy.
Ooh, getting better.
Yeah, it was I think it was 37 when I pulled in here. 42 on, we play Monday?
We got to hit 50 eventually.
Do we got a game Monday?
Surely.
Sure, don't call me Shirley.
Tuesday, St. Henry.
Tuesday?
At St. Henry.
45 degrees and sunny.
Come on, Nick Twitch. Come on.
We'll be outside for that sucker.
There's a hard hit ground ball. The shortstop. Short spot comes up with a clean. Fakes his throw to... That's a great play. Oh, and then he throws one home. Great play by the shortstop. Came up with that clean.
Shortstop had doggy. He got old Coach Wendell, didn't he? He faked old Coach Wendell out.
Well, Willie come around third, and shortstop faked his throw to first, held on to it, and had Willie hung out to dry. And Willie just kept going home. He made the throw home, and a little low got below the catcher, and that's going to be run number one for the Indians.
Monday home, first hand zone.
The Tiger Ball.
So with that play right there, Twitchy ends up on second on fielder's choice.
You think you're allowed to play with jackets like that on, or you think you got to have the numbers out?
No, I think you can play that.
Can you?
Quick throw back to second. Make it back here in time.
Houston Wildcats out of Shelby County League. We made a couple nice trips down there, Calpy, and they got a nice facility down there. Had fun over down there last year.
Yes, that's it. It was a great trip. Another quick throwback. No,
about lost the big guy last year. Me.
About lost you last year on the hill?
Yeah, climbing that hill. Got to my vehicle, lightheaded, couldn't breathe. Called Jerry Byram. He hung up on me.
That was Brent Cole.
He was driving a bus drove right by me. 73 with a slight breeze in Los Angeles today.
Apparently. Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks, Barry.
Get down. That one's going to be over the shortstop's head. Nice job right there. Benny Hellman gets another hit, and we go first and third. Nice job, Benny.
Hit them where they ain't, bud.
Just got enough of it. Shortstop went back on it. And just out of the reach of him. So Nick goes to third base. We're first and third with one out, and that's going to bring Reese Bob to the plate. Reese hit a nice line drive last night for a base knocker. Ethan Shane on deck for the Tribe. If you're just joining us, bottom of the first inning, Indians are up 1-0. Reese steps in there. Fakes the bunt, and the play was just kind of hang on to it. So, Benny goes down to second, and now we get runners at second and third. Two guys in scoring position for Reese Rogers. A great time for a hit. Might as well put a crooked number up there right in the bottom of the first. And
it's always a lot colder in that dugout where you're losing.
Swing and a miss right there.
Reese Bob's got so much clothes on, there's no way you get it past the pitcher. Look at it.
I don't blame him. That one's inside.
Oh, man, if you get hit in the foot today, just call the squad.
Be like Tony Finau from the Masters when he... Did you see that?
Popped her back in.
That was the grossest thing I've ever... I mean, that was just terrible. That one's popped up out of play.
Ram Charger. Woody Reynolds.
I can't believe he's playing.
Woody Reynolds?
Not Woody.
Oh, Ram Charger.
Not Ram Charger either.
Tony Finau?
Talking about Tony.
All right. Hey, how about our Reds, boys? They're really rotten.
1-5. 1-4.
1-4. Be a nice night in Pittsburgh for...
Yeah. Last night there were 7 people there. There was more people at the Fort Recovery Indian Delphi St. John game than the Cincinnati Reds Pittsburgh Pirates game.
Why don't they open the season in domes and West Coast games?
Good idea.
Come on.
I agree. That one smacked foul. Out of play. He's hanging in there. With all that clothes on, he can get the bat on the ball. He's just a little bit tardy, and he's just smacking her out there towards... Just beating the hell out of somebody's camper over there.
Schedule.
Come on, Reese Bob. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at second and third.
Oh.
Ooh, rung him up. Looked a little inside from up here, but they're going to give that strike three, and Reese Bob's going to go down looking. Out number two, and that's going to bring Ethan Shane to the plate, to left fielder for the Indians.
Yay! Who's our PA guy this year?
I think it's Trevor.
Trevor?
Not for long.
Not for long? Why's that?
Hey, Rocket, right down the third. Great Sir. Job right there by Ethan Shane. Jumped on that first pitch. That's going to score two.
All right.
Nice piece of hitting by the senior, Ethan Shane. That was a big two-run RBI right there. Shaney goes to second. Nick Twait scores to make it 2-0. Benny Homan comes around, follows him up to make it 3-0. And with two outs here in the bottom of the first, Joe Homan, the number seven hitter for the Indians, third baseman, coming to the plate. That was a nice shot right
there.
Just jumped on that first pitch. That one's fouled back to the screen.
Ethan Shane's had a good year so far.
I'm not complaining. Not complaining. And I'm a complainer.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like complaining?
I will.
All right. Cole complains a lot.
Yeah, he's grumpy.
His girlfriend made me chicken fingers day for lunch. Where did you eat at?
Actually, you know what? I had to take a, you're going to laugh, but roofing company at Fort Recovery has come out with a program about warranties and different things, so we had to go out there and take a test. So they had St. Joe pizza.
How is it?
Yum.
I've never had one.
The only thing you need to know. Yum.
Yum.
Just got a piece of it. Runner goes. He's down and...
Three,
yeah. Oh, strike three. Never mind. So Josie goes down swinging for out number three. But in the inning, the Indians pick up three big runs. And after one complete, your Indians are up 3-0.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Here we go, the top of inning number two. It is 6, 7, and 8, Hickerson, Beaver, and Foster for the Wildcats. Drew Mullenkamp starting for the Indians. He got him out, got out of a two-on-and-two-out jam in the first, and the Indians tack on three in their half of the third.
Right now, he's a little fella.
He is a little guy.
Yeah. These aren't necessary. Peach was a big boy.
Yeah. He might be a late bloomer.
You never know.
Yeah, that's right. This game being colder, it looks like can't. Indians playing a doubleheader tomorrow in Greenville. That pitch is inside.
Well, we need some reps, man. I tell you what, this crazy spring has been nuts.
Can you imagine how nice it's going to be when it's 65 or 70 out and we're watching the game at the windows open?
We'll take 55. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's on the corner, 1-1. Good location by Drew early.
Believe it or not, the first game we debated on opening them. Remember that?
We did.
You talked about it.
That's a line drive right at Reese at first. Good play, Reese. Good job, Drew, with their own strikes. Make them hitters out of them. If you're scoring at home, that's a L. Now, how do you score that?
That's an L3.
That's what I got.
Yep.
So if they ground out the first, why ain't it G3?
You can actually put down. I mean, you can actually put down 3U
on a system. That's up the middle. Nice play by the.
Look at that.
Oh, threw it wide. Nice play by Manny going over to. I think he went under Kate's glove.
Well, I think Kate thought he had it. I think Kate looked at his glove and was like, wait a minute. And Benny was right behind him, scooped it up.
If you're scoring at home, that is?
E6.
E6? Yeah. Kate's got to make the play. Did he touch it, though?
I don't know. All right. So we had one last night, Bobby. You'll be able to help us
E6.
Out.
E6. What got it?
Quit one of those strikeouts swinging. Nipper got away from Cody, threw it down to first. Guy was safe.
Okay.
He struck out the side. You get 4 strikeouts on him?
Yep. Absolutely.
4 Ks goes to the
pitcher. You betcha. Here's the center fielder Foster for the Housen. Runner at first, that's a strike.
So you could have more strikeouts than...
Absolutely.
Sure about that?
I guarantee it.
We got to check that out, Brownie. Look that up. 100%.
I think that's how it is.
Yeah. Cole?
I think it's a strikeout.
Well, it's a strikeout, but it's not an out. That's an out when they threw him out.
Can't get the sign in the pitch. That's a strike right down the heart of the plate.
You know what I mean? Tricky one. It is a strikeout when they... But there's only 3 outs in the inning.
No, sir.
More than 3.
And the pitch. Somebody's going to answer that question. They're going to shoot a big text into us. It ain't Sean Toby. He's froze.
Sean Toby can't even blow his horn anymore.
No.
Lori, did you hear anybody blow their horn? Because we said if you were sitting in the car listening to us, blow your horn. Sean Toby blew his horn from the track. We didn't hear that.
There's a little flare. Benny steps on second, throws the first, and he's in there. One hopper to Reese. Reese made a nice play on him, but couldn't scoop it. We get to force it second for second out of the inning. And that brings up the number 9 hitter, Couchet.
Couchet.
All right.
I think Trevor knows. He might be making that up, too.
No, Neil told him. 2 outs. Couchet, your hitter. Top of the order, Ludwig on deck.
Well, he's in their dugout, so he could ask him, guys.
What's the question?
Regardless of the outcome, an uncaught third strike, pitcher statistically credited strikeout.
Strikeout, very good. Oh, pick him off.
Oh, they got
pick
him off. Shinnerberry fires down to first, and the runner's back.
He did a great job like that last night. He got a guy. Kudos to Cody. He's been doing good back here behind the plate.
Well, it was the same thing last year. Cody didn't start the season catching, and we moved him in there, and he did a nice job last year. And Garrett Fowler's on the mend with an ankle injury, and Cody's took over here. What a luxury it is to have a kid like that as your backup. And the Indians are fortunate because, you know, we have a strong bench. You know, Riley Post, you said last night, Riley comes in. And Coach Kalp's blessed with a deep team this year. Senior laden, and we talk about it all the time. This team, there goes the runner. Throw down. And he's in there. Slid. Good throw by Shinnerberry, but he did make it. Tough throw into the wind.
Yes, sir.
Stolen base for Foster. Now they got a runner in scoring position. Indians leading 3-0 here, top of the second.
Let's get out of this mess here, Drew. Come on.
Tweetsie tough last night?
Tweetsie looked good, yeah. I think he had...
It's just outside.
8 strikeouts, maybe 9. Yeah. I think 8.
Now, the other night when we played... Oh, is that Crestview?
When he pitched?
And he pitched. And we gave Crestview up in the booth. That's a foul tip. 1-1, 2-2. And we gave the kid a base hit. By seeing Fort Recovery, they gave him an error.
No hitter.
So I gave him a no hitter. So, I don't know. It's whatever they decide.
Right.
They know more about it than I do. But yeah, 2-2, 2 outs.
We just make our best judgment up.
That's
here.
Outside there runner. Goes.
Get him.
He's in there. Good wheels. Now they got a runner 90 feet away, Mr. Foster. Full count, 2 outs.
Drew is cold.
Drew's dancing out there on the mound trying to stay loose. Even the kid that just stole the base, I think he tweaked something.
I'm walking it off.
He tweaked something, all right.
Maybe he's got a bunion.
Bless his poor soul. That's all I got. Bless his poor soul. Lori Kopf had four bunions. Doesn't even hurt her.
No problem.
There's a little flare foul over the Indian dugout.
You say your grandma had six of them, she took care of them all herself?
Granny Goo did. She cut him out of the pocket knife. Toughest lady you ever met.
Heat the pocket knife up so it was germ-free?
Yeah. 3-2. Got him looking. Nice pitch job. Right there. In innings, no runs, no hits. They strand a runner at third. After an inning and a half, your Indians lead at 3-0.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Back here, bottom of the second inning. Indians going to go. Cody Shinneberry, Drew Mullenkamp, and roll the top back to Cade Wendell. Indians up 3-0. Scored 3 runs in the first inning. 3 runs on 3 hits. Early 3-0 lead over the Wildcats from Houston. Cody with the first pitch. Hit him out towards left center. Slicing hard, and the center fielder can't go over and get it, and that's going to be a base hit. And he's going to try to make it to second, and he does. Nice job, Cody. It was one of those that the wind aided that slice, and the center fielder was, I thought he was going to catch it easy, and it just kept going. So leadoff double for Cody Shinneberry, and that's going to bring Drew Mullenkamp. Drew's, I'm going to have to say, his first varsity at bat for the Indians. Starting pitcher this evening for the Tribe.
Leadoff double for Cody Shinneberry. Not a break for the plate.
Look at this. Help yourself here, young man. Knock one in. What do you say? Cade Wendell on deck for the Indians. You know, Drew's probably thinking, geez, coach, couldn't you let me pitch when it's like 65?
Yeah.
That one's high. Ball one.
No, there's two loads of.
So far, Brady, you're doing a bang up job, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, just trying. Sore foot, no? Pain pills? Yeah, you got pain pills?
Not on them anymore, but I got some.
I guess. Later. Ooh, that was a. Head seeker right there. Drew got out of the road. 2 balls, no strikes. How long ago was your surgery?
On the 20th March.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Kind of over the hump, Ben.
Yeah.
How's the pain? Not too bad? Not too bad anymore?
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Drew. 2 balls and a strike. What was worse, the wrist during basketball season or the bunion surgery?
Probably the wrist, honestly.
Did it hurt?
It was pretty bad. I don't know what happened. But we got it x-rayed and nothing was broke, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Bronny, you had one heck of a season.
Absolutely.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about that sometime during this game, that's for sure. It was fun to watch.
Hey, thank you.
That one's outside. 3 balls and a strike.
And we did. We had a heck of a season when you think about it with a new coach and losing when we lost last year. And I was happy with the season we had. And I make it to the districts. And
yeah. That one's popped up. Over our heads.
Heads up, Spencey.
Yeah, but I was pretty happy with the season, too. I couldn't complain.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a senior, I didn't, you know. A lot of young guys that had to step up, and they did. So. Yeah.
Well, there's some potential on that squad that you're leaving there, too, you know. There's some youngsters there.
They'll be back ready to go next year.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Clay Schmitz is really coming around.
That one's outside, ball four. Nice piece of hitting right there. Good eye. Hung in there. Good job, Drew Mullenkamp.
This is going to be a 10-runner, boys.
This could be. Heard it from Bobby. So we got runners at first and second. Yeah, I have to agree with you. And we roll the top back to Cade Wendell. This could get ugly in this inning real quick right now. We got the first two guys on. Nobody out. We roll the top.
Tiger just birdied 13.
Good job, Tiger.
I'd like to see him get in there about one over.
What's the cut right now?
Well, seven.
They moved it up to...
No, seven under's leading.
Oh, I was saying...
So the cut's going to be five.
Five or six. Yeah. Tiger's at four over yet.
Yeah.
Come on, Cade. That one's inside. He pulls back.
Bronny, did you ever play baseball?
Up until eighth grade, I did.
Shut her down then?
Yeah, arm was pretty much shot.
Got nothing?
Yeah, I wasn't a great hitter either, so figured better just hang out.
Other than that, why'd you quit? No arm?
Couldn't hit.
I wasn't a bad fielder, but...
Never stopped Cole.
That one's high. Three balls, no strikes to our leadoff man, Cade Wendell.
He was always on the bases, though.
He had a great eye.
So in Little League and Putty League, Brownie was awesome. And in eighth grade, player. Lost his arm, couldn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah, I threw the smoke for a while.
Didn't you throw the smoke?
Yeah.
There's a strike. Taken all the way. Three balls and a strike to Cade. Willie Holman on deck.
We got to do a better job evaluating arm.
Help?
Yeah. Yeah. Between him and Cole.
Jeez. Well, that's, you know, what are you going to do?
Could be.
There's a strike right there. Nice comeback by the pitcher from Houston. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Do not put one down across the middle of the plate to Mr. Wendell. I can tell you that.
He did right there.
Yeah, he did, but...
He did right there. It's
popped him up. Fire.
Infield
fly. Shortstop's got it taken care of. Infield fly. Out number one. Runners stay put.
Playing softball this year? How's your team? Number 24. Bragging already? Who you play with?
Mr. Shop.
Brony, you playing?
I don't know.
Got no arm.
Will Holman was talking about it today.
He's on crutches.
Bunyan.
Come on, Willie. We got a score here. We get the first two guys on. We get the 8-9 guys on. Got to get them around, get them in. Comes Ethan Chain's mom. She is
cold. Look at her. Tell her to get off here. I don't know why we don't have 50 people in it. Of course, you fall down.
Well, it's already over. It's already over,
Max. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Our designers of this thing struggled a little bit.
Right now, it's 50-50. We make it through this game.
We should have made this a sweet.
It is. There's a curveball way up high. Two balls, no strikes to Willie. This is as sweet as it gets.
It is. This is perfect. You did good. Except our Robin's nest is gone.
Well, that's all you. You knocked it down. I know you did.
Spencey did.
Still mad. Couldn't sleep that night, I found out. There's a hard-hit ball out towards right field. Right fielder was playing him in. He gets back there.
He did.
Yes, sirree. The wind knocked her down. The right fielder got underneath it. So how about that? We get the first two guys on. We roll the top and a couple pop-ups, and here we are looking at our third out. But we got Mr. Twaits to the deck, and he's came around and scored last time on a fielder's choice. So with two outs, Nick Twaits, number three batter for the Indians, up to the plate.
419-852-9201. If you're out there listening, Jody says, we eating supper tonight?
Oh, we are. I don't know about you.
Hey, we could go to El Camino tonight. You ain't going on?
I went to El Camino last night.
Okay,
wouldn't be the first time I didn't go back-to-back.
Back-to-back? Yeah. Brian, you El Camino guy?
Oh, that's good.
Cole?
Can't go wrong.
Huh? You an El Camino or do you... Slina one.
I had the El Tio Nacho Especial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't beat that. Chicken or beef?
Chicken, and then I had them put some mushrooms and onions in there.
I see, that's stupid.
No, it was the first time I ever did it. And Todd Homan told me to do it, and Lord have mercy, he was dead on.
Todd Homan also said
Roosters was good.
Roosters was good. It has the worst wings I ever ate.
Yeah. They weren't wings.
No. Everything sucked there.
Beer was warm.
Yeah.
Waitress. So,
what was our pre? What did we get our pre-meal? What was that?
Our appetizer?
That was horrible.
We're never again. We listen to him.
No. Unless he wants to go. We should Junkie Bob's tonight.
Junkie Bob's. That's inside.
You had pizza for lunch. You're out, pizza.
Oh, I can do pizza four times a day. 2-0, Nick Twaits. Runners at first and second. That one gets past the catcher, and runners are going to advance up one base. So Shinnerberry over to second, Drew Mullenkamp, or Shinnerberry over to third, and Drew Mullenkamp to second. So now.
You just going
to
put Twaitsy on?
Well, I think they may. But we got a number four guy up, so what do you do there? I think you put him on, try to get the force.
Green light him right here.
Oh. Taking all the way on a 3-0 pitch. Somebody driving around back here at the old street department. Here comes the 3-1.
Irm Wendell.
That one's in the dirt. Ball four. That's going to load him up for Benny Homan, who had a single and scored the last time up.
Now batting, Benny the Jet, open.
Does Brad Evers do the announcing anymore? He's out.
I haven't seen Brad or heard
Brad.
I think
he did it last year, either. Oh, did he?
Kurt Grimmie did last year.
Oh, that's right. Kurt Grimmie, that's right. All right, bases loaded. Our number four guy, Benny Homan, up to the plate. There's a curveball, stays inside, ball one. Reese Homan on deck. Reese also, no, Reese struck out looking. That was right. Swing and a miss by Benny.
Ronnie, you're on beard. A little 5 o'clock shadow.
4 months. Looks, New Year's Eve.
Looks nice. For God's sakes.
There was a guy on TV. His name was Shaggy. Had one just like it. There's a ground ball. I think that's going to get between the. Gets past the shortstop. Nice tap. One run scores. Here comes the three to the plate. Two run scores. Runners advance to second and third. Nice and the innings are up 5-0. Good job, Benny. Benny 2-for-2. Benny goes to second. Nick Twaits over to third. Shinnerberry around to make it 4-0. Drew Mullenkamp makes it 5-0. Well, that was. I'd have been disappointed if we didn't score that inning. First two guys on.
Uh-oh, we got.
Yeah. Got under control. You got to get a number.
Yeah, I got
this. All right.
Brad
you
Allen.
You get loose? Huh? You
going to
get loose?
Brad Allen, the head coach of the Houston Wildcats, out to talk to the umpire. Bring on, Cole. What you got
He's
going
got
on?
Alumni basketball tonight.
Really? Nobody called me this year. Anybody call you?
I didn't get called out. Class of 83 loaded. Huh?
Won't be here tomorrow.
Why?
It's bachelor party.
Who's?
Jake Westcris.
I gonna get ugly?
We'll find out.
Where are you going?
Taking the party bus to Anderson Casino.
You would think Jake's boss would get invited to that. Mum's the word.
Didn't even know he's getting married, did you?
Mum's the word. Well, he actually sent me an invite, but he sent me sent an invite to me. It was to Dave and Stacy. And he sent it to the wrong address, but I got it.
You gotta love it. Dave and Stacy Cal.
My wife said,
see you later, bud.
See you, Cole. My wife said, I think that's a wedding invite. Do you know Stacy? I said, no. She goes, well, you do now. I had to chuckle. Sent to my address. I haven't lived at in 12 years. High and outside. Three balls and a strike to Reese, Bob. Reese got a chance to kind of blow this open here. If it's not already at 5-0. Ethan Shane on deck. Ethan with a solid hit in the first inning. Drove home a couple of runners.
Todd Homan just said the girls won 1-0 against Fort Laramie.
Wow.
They playing a doubleheader tonight?
I have no idea.
Says they won game one.
Man, that'd
can't
be
play
cold.
A doubleheader.
Jeepers.
That sounds awful. That sounds disgusting.
That sounds like I'm out. So he went to Fort. You know, he's at Fort Laramie.
He's listening. He is it.
You know, he's a champ.
He's already at Chunky Bob's.
Hey, there's a hard hit ball out towards left field. Left fielder comes in, and he makes a nice catch on it. But in the inning, that the Indians pick up two runs on two hits. And at the end of two, Indians 5, Wildcats 0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
58. All right, we're back here. Top of inning 3. It's top of the order for Housen, Ludwig, Arnold, and Trent. Drew Mullenkamp starting inning 3. He's been pretty good so far. Hasn't allowed a run. Hasn't allowed a hit either. He's walked 4.
And he's a good rain dancer out there on the mound.
He's got to move. Top of the order, Ludwig. He struck out looking, leading off the game. That's a bunt down the first base line. Foul.
Pretty dang close right yes, there, Bobby. That was a good bunt.
Yeah, that was a base hit if it stayed fair. I haven't been to Versailles Inn forever.
I went with, Lucy and I went with Brian and Mindy probably a month or two ago.
You paid that bill, I'm sure, right? Has Boos ever bought?
No, Bubba's not a big buyer.
No, no. He has more money than Jesus.
Well, we don't work Thursdays and Fridays now.
Oh, is it Monday, Tuesday, and
Monday, Tuesday, Apple, Wednesday, Apple, and he gets there? Yeah.
Not bad. There's foul back. That, it hit the outhouse, boys, if you're in there. That'd scare you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would startle me.
Yep. We need a window.
If I was in the middle of my business.
Can you get that done or not?
I can drill a hole.
Thank you, bud. Slow curve just misses. Good pitch, Drew. He had no idea that slow curve was coming in there. Somebody out in left field got their lights on. Turn your lights out there. Yeah. That is a base hit right.
No. Cassius.
Falls right in front of Cassius. He made a good play on it. But that is a base hit. First hit for the Wildcats. Once Tom Gaudy scoring, then it's probably an error.
Tommy likes to keep no hitters going.
He does, absolutely. That brings the second, the left fielder, Arnold, to the plate.
If you didn't hear me before, tomorrow. Sorry, Bobby. Tomorrow we got a doubleheader at Greenville starting at 1 o'clock. Bobby and I'll be there about 1:45. We'll fire up the old radio station.
I got to leave early.
Bobby's got to leave early.
We're going to the Stogler family's spending the night at the Drury Inn.
Oh, well, I'm leaving. I'm going with you.
Yeah, we got 8 or 9 rooms. There'll be a bunch of rugrats down there.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Monday, we're back at home here against Anzonia.
You out.
I am definitely out. Tuesday, we travel, head over to the neighbors to the east, the St. Henry Redskins. That's an MAC game.
Ooh.
That'll be on the WPGW broadcast. Jeffrey, like I said, he's a champ, man. I know.
Bugs me.
I know. Can't talk about it.
No.
Thursday, we're back home against New Bremen. That's an MAC game. That's hot dog night, Bobby. Hot dog night.
Hot dog. Hot. And they're going to play the Mickey Mouse theme song throughout the night.
They are?
That'd be a good idea.
I think they might. How much is a hot dog this year? We ever find out?
$1.50.
$2 a dog. Friday, we're at South Adams. That's a great road trip.
That'll love that.
Yeah. And then Saturday we got Kettering Altar, and that's at Fifth Third Field.
Yeah.
Well, how cool is that going to be?
Hey, we got to do that game, too. We're going to be in the main press box.
It better not rain next Saturday.
That's guys only, too.
Absolutely.
Because that's got casino.
Right in the neighborhood.
Yep.
That's an all-dayer. That's an all-nighter.
We might make... We should... Uh-oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Hits him in the back.
Two on. That one hit him in the old bag. That brings up the number three hitter, Trent, with Herrick on deck.
How bad? Trent.
Gary's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. He asked Cody to come on out and join the meeting at the mound. I think you're saying, boys, we need an out. That's all we need, an out. We ain't worried about the runners. Got to throw strikes. What a night for baseball. 38 degrees,
miserable.
20 mile an hour winds, and we're out here playing baseball. And the Masters is on.
Actually, tomorrow could be crappy weather, I heard.
Yeah.
Well, they do. I think one time they played 36 on Sunday. I'm not sure of it.
Oh, they'll get her in. Sunday's nice. It's supposed to be cool, but sunny and 60 or
something. They'll get up early and fire up first thing in the morning. And
that thing dry. I mean, you can rain
for. You can't. I mean, if they play 36 holes at the Masters on Sunday, that'll be like 10 microwave bags of popcorn and 4 2-liter bottles of pop.
You're wide open?
Yep. Do not mess with me.
No.
Just going to sit there and watch TV.
In your boxers.
No, put some shorts on.
All right. First pitch was a strike. Runners fake like they're going to go. That was a strike or not?
I think it
was.
I think it's 0-2. Cody's done a nice job. I think he's matured a little bit as a catcher. Last year, he'd have fired that thing down there.
He would have.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. The 0-2 with two on, nobody out. Inside. Good pitch. One ball, two strikes. Indian Baseball for Recovery Radio. Want to thank our sponsors for making this worthwhile. Letting us bring you Indian Baseball. 1-2, nobody out. Throw back to second. It goes into center field. Man, Cade's got to make that play. I went right over Cade's glove. One run is going to score. And the runners go into third base. That is a big error by the second baseman, Wendell. And the run scores, makes it now 5-1. Indians had a pickoff play called perfectly, I think, Calpe. And we just, I don't know, ball got away from Cade. He lost it or... It was a little high, but he'll make that play 9 out of 10 times. One ball, two strikes. A run in for the Wildcats. 5-1, your score. That's fouled out the right side. Giving chases, Metzger and Reese Bob.
Off the tree.
Off the tree.
Fly ball today.
Cole. Looks like Dan Pot cut her umping. Remember Dan?
I do remember Dan.
It's not.
Joel just texted me. She wants me to bring home pizza for supper, but
aww.
Told her I was out.
No, you take her home a pizza, God love her.
I get her a pie.
Outside, 2-2.
Cheese.
Cheese pizza? Yeah. She a cheese pizza girl?
Cheese and pepperoni.
Kathy Etzler says, hello, boys. Listen, Chuck is driving to the track meet.
Miss Kathy, how are you this evening?
Chuck is down to his last few weeks on his bus license. He's been driving bus for 49 years.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable, ain't it? I rode his bus for a while.
Is that right? He pick you up?
There's one out. Strike to the cleanup hitter. One run. run in, runner at third, 5-1, Indians lead.
Look what she sent back.
Buttered noodles.
Here we go. God love her.
Oh, that girl.
Buttered noodles. Here we go.
That is not. How old is she?
she's 11.
Going on 17. That's fouled back over the Indian dugout. Ball two strikes. Good job, Drew. Battling. Fort Recovery Indians baseball, 5-1 on the season.
Looking to go 5-1. 4-1, anyway.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just missed 2-2. Mullenkamp gets a sign from his catcher, Shinnerberry. Looks runner back at third and the pitch. That's outside. Full count. Come on, big guy. Third strike's here, kid. On deck is...
Ronnie, how many pitches does Drew have?
Colton,
not
least.
A clue. Not a clue.
No, that's great.
Oh, my God.
You just can't sit here. You got a blanket on your... What do you got there?
Blanket on my bunion, man. It's cold.
It is cold, ain't it?
How does he expect that's us not to make fun of him?
I was waiting on it.
How does he expect
that's why
us
I kept
not?
It in my pocket that long.
We got... Bring that heater over there a little bit. Here, let me get it.
Oh, we'll be all right.
Here. There. Sit there. About 80 right here.
Bobby just moved our heater about an inch. Hey, Brownie, that'll make you feel better.
First and third with one out. The pitcher leased at the plate. That's a strike.
Good pitch there.
Brawny is a little guy, ain't he?
Little?
No.
Talking
Drew,
about you?
From Mullenkamp. He's a little guy.
Yeah, you had me kidding.
Yeah, I said Brawny, didn't I?
Yeah, there was a little fella out there. It's the longest inning in the history.
This is unbelievable. This game has absolutely went to a standstill. He couldn't hold it. 0-2. Tried to check his swing. Imagine how cold it is in them dugouts.
If I was in that dugout, I would be...
In that corner?
You betcha.
I'd be snuggled up with Ubu Brown. The 0-2. Check swing. That one right in the dugout.
I don't think Ubu's here tonight taking pictures.
I haven't seen him. No, he's smart.
He was here last night, boy.
I seen him on Facebook. 475 pictures.
I believe that, man. He was everywhere. Last time I saw him, he was on the light pole in right center field.
How far up? About halfway up.
Better than half. Snapping away.
And the 0-2. Ground ball short. This could be two. Holman. Cade. Yes, he turned him. Absolutely.
Right. Nice job.
Nice job up the middle, Indian defense. In the inning, they get a run. It was unearned. After 2.5, your Indians lead 5-1.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, give us a call today.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, welcome back to Fortside Park. Going into the bottom of the third inning. Indians up 5-1. Bobby moved the heater around. I'm on fire right now. What'd you move it? About an inch.
Yeah,
Indians are going to go with
Coach Capron down third base this inning.
Ethan Shane, Joe Homan, and Cody Shinnenberry, first three batters for the Tribe. Willie Homan's got the old dance going in the dugout over there. I think that's I Want to Stay Warm dance. I was Brownie, if you played football with him, I bet he was fun on that football field.
Oh, he's got tons of energy.
He does have tons of energy. Come on, Ethan Shane. Oof, that's going to hit Ethan. Oh, him in the bat. I'll be dang. He ducked down and foul ball. Did it as mad, didn't it?
I thought so. They marked it up as a ball on the scoreboard.
Well, definitely was a ball. It was behind him.
Yeah.
Come on, Zanny. I think his kid remembers him. Shanny had that line shot to score a couple runs, and he took one right at the old ear hole at him, huh? Indians got 5 runs on 5 hits. A couple strikeouts. Through 2. That one's high. 3-0. Coach Feely has the thickest gloves I have ever seen. So we went to El Camino last night. Who's in there? Kim and Cody. So they want to know all about the game so they can go home and act like they were here. It was pretty funny. Oop, that's inside. Ball 4. 4 straight pitches, 4 straight balls, and Shaney's going to head down to first base. Kim had her winter coat on, and I tell you what, she was funny last night. She was complaining about the weather, just like everybody else. Runner on first. Joe Homan, your batter. He's our third baseman this evening. There's a strike just on the inside corner. Strike 1. 5-1 ball game. There's people leaned up against the backside of that tree out in right field trying to get out of the wind. There goes the runner. There goes the throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Ethan Shane, and now we got a runner in scoring position trying to get that one back. We lost there in the top half of the inning.
Looking at some games from last night, Calpe. Some MAC baseball games. Coldwater beat Minster 10-4.
10-4, saw that one.
Fort Recovery beat St. John's 1-0. St. Henry with a 3-1 victory over Marion Local. Versailles with a 2-1 victory over New Bremen, and Parkway and New Knoxville was postponed.
Jam shot heading out towards center field. That's going to be caught for out number 1.
I think the game that surprised me most there was at Coldwater. Impressive win over Minster.
Yeah, I don't. I saw the score on Twitter last night, but I never looked to see who pitched or anything for Minster. I would have to think that they both pitched their best.
Yeah. Well, they haven't played much, so you got to think the aces were going.
I would say that Niemeyer, I'm assuming, right? Niemeyer for Minster?
Yeah.
I don't know who the stud is, the number 1 for Coldwater.
I think Frilling.
Frilling, boy. There's a ground ball to the first baseman. First baseman comes up with it clean. Going to make the play by himself.
Good job.
Moves the runner over to first. Nice piece of hitting by Cody Shinnenberry. So that's going to move Ethan Shane over to third base. So 90 feet away is run number 6 for the Indians. Drew Mullenkamp, our sophomore pitcher. Up to the plate, he walked and scored the last
radar,
time.
It's going to rain.
For heaven's sakes, it was supposed to rain tonight. There was a chance of sprinkles tonight.
I'd say I can't believe any snow.
I swear I saw a snowflake before. That's a hard-hit ball towards the center fielder, but right at him. Comes in a step, and he makes the play, and that's out number three. Innings pick up, no runs. On a couple, left one on the base on balls, and at the end of three, complete. 5-1, Indians.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And you're on.
We're back, buddy.
All right, we're back here. Inning top of the fourth inning. It is, looks like 6-7-8, Hickerson, Beaver, and Luke Foster for Houston.
I saw Parkway softball. They win 27-4.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Parkway and Minster are the creme de la creme of the MAC.
Pretty proud of the Indian girls here, winning a couple games right off the bat here this season. That's awesome.
Good, Steven. We had her up at the radio show, Sports Talk. Ah, man, it's easy to root for her. New pitcher on the mound is Riley Post for Fort Recovery.
Ryan Post, I think.
Ryan Post. That is Ryan Post.
Number 86. Big house boy, right?
Well, how fired up is Al right now? First pitch is a strike.
I thought we had a new pitcher out there. Yeah.
Number 86.
That's an interesting number.
Big number.
86 on the field, number one, and Tammy and Al's heart.
That's the year his dad graduated.
Tammy and Al always have favored Ryan over Devin.
That's pretty funny.
2-1. That is a little flare that, drops over.
Willie, go throw him out. That would have been the neatest play ever. His brother used to do that.
Absolutely.
Willie come charging in from center field, just over Cade's head at second base. Willie scoops it up and fires to first. Missed him by a couple of steps.
Usually you don't get that in center field. Usually the right fielder does it.
Absolutely.
So that's a base hit, a little flare over the Cade's outstretched glove.
I love those plays when Ross could throw them guys out at first base.
Yeah, from like doing it, didn't he? Billy B and Ed down there and Randy Diller, look at them frozen. Them guys got to be nuts. That's bunted foul towards the Houston dugout. Reese Rogers playing first base. Joe Homan at third. Shortstop is Benny Homan. Second base, Cade. Left field, Ethan Shane. Willie's your center fielder. Cassius Metzger playing right. Cody Shinnerberry doing a catching for Jerry Kopp's Indians. And the guys in the dugout, they got a heater. They don't even have a heater in there, do they? Swing and a miss. Throw down. Snap throw. Runner's back. 0-2. Ryan Post, freshman. Had a good year on the basketball court. Very impressive. I thought so, too. Ryan's he's a good athlete, folks. And I think a lot of people say right here might be his best sport. Drops down a little bit on side arm. That's in the dirt. One ball, two strikes.
He is outside when the weather is nice. That kid's outside. He's doing something all the time.
He is banging balls in that. He always hitting baseballs in his net. 1-2. Outside, 2-2.
him.
We got cars coming each way. We got no room.
This is unbelievable. Kurt Rammel, the athletic director of Fort Kerry,
I believe it is. Yeah, could be a Rams.
There's a check swing slow roller. Cade got the tag down. Throw the first double play. Nice job, Cade Wendell. Indians turn him again. That's the Indians' second double play of the evening. And that is 4-3. Two out now.
Pretty sure that, I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure the coach is going to talk to this young man as he comes across the field.
Yeah.
It was one of those experiences. Yeah, it was one of those deals where Cade took his senior leadership, popped up in the baseline, scooped the ball up, tagged the runner, flipped it to first. Easy play.
Yep. First pitch strike to Foster, number 8 hitter and center fielder.
We're not complaining.
Wildcats. The Shelby County League.
I may go with a Hall's cough drop here, Bobby. Those yours?
Number Spencey's, and he's going to kill you.
Ooh, sorry, Spence. Thought those were Bob's. Brownie don't eat them like you. Brownie's on
inside. Sports. Brownie don't eat. He eats good. He's healthy as a ball. I mean, look at him.
I don't know about that.
Ah, come on.
Mom feeds me pretty good.
No, I'd say Mama feeds you pretty good. Same with Mom at church. Where were you at there Saturday night, bub?
Not there.
No.
You went to Holy Saturday night?
I did.
How many readings?
I think it was maybe 13. Kathy Kester sings the beginning, okay? Now, that pitch is a swing and a miss. Gets away with Cody. He's going to fire it down to first. Nice play, Reese Rogers. Scoops it in the inning. No runs. A hit. Nobody left. We're going to get back to the Kessler story. Through 3.5, Indians lead at 5-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Thank you, Brownie. We're back here at Fortside Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, Indians up 5-1 over the Houston Wildcats. Bobby, you were talking before we went off on break.
Yeah, Saturday. All right, so it's Kathy Kester sings that first song. It's 30 minutes of her singing. Not a breath. She don't stop to breathe.
30 minutes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she sings. Because I'm a bad Catholic.
Okay. All right. You're not a bad Catholic. You just don't go very often.
Well, I don't know that stuff. All right. So then they do all the readings, like you said. And then my wife sings the Saint song. Okay.
She's got some pipes.
I don't know how she does that either. Them mm-hmm. That's some impressive singing. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And Father Ned and Father Matt, I love them. I mean,
was my colleague there?
Oh, no.
They should put that.
Dan Collig is now he was major.
Really?
Yeah, Big Dan is now, I think he's a
deacon.
Deacon Dan.
Oh, he was, yeah. I thought you meant he was in the choir.
Oh.
I'm talking about, I always give Mike Collig a hard time. I said they ought to put him in the bulletin when he's going to be on singing. So I know when he's singing.
You got a fly on your head.
I thought I felt something about 4 pounds laying on me. All right, back to the baseball game. Here we go. Folks could care less. Not Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. By the way, the kids...
There's that fly we're going to kill him.
The kids' choir on Sunday morning was spectacular.
Was it?
Yeah, it was great. There's a hard-hit ground ball over to second baseman by Cade Wendell. Kid comes up with a clean, fires to first, out number one. That's going to bring Willie Homan to the plate.
Litany of Saints.
That's what Jody's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's
Litany or Liberty?
No, we have the Statue of Liberty.
We do have a Statue of Liberty.
Jody, you going to make this easy on us?
Stock market down 570 today, Bulls.
Ouch.
Man, don't matter.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Yep.
Hills and valleys, hills and valleys.
Ronnie, where are you going to school at?
Might go to the Lake Campus next fall.
Yeah.
Might not?
Nah, probably will.
Where are you working at?
I'll be at Stockler Concrete this summer.
Oh, boy. Hatcher's good dude, good company to work for.
Oh, yeah. Got to get a kick out of those guys.
Yeah. One thing about there, you probably work pretty hard.
Yeah, we get after it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a rain day here or there. So.
Yep. Makes the days go fast. The harder you work, the faster the day goes.
You're right. And I've been doing it for 53 years.
Look your bippy. Wow.
That's a shot.
Our hard hit balls have been right at the outfielders. Willie with an absolute missile straight out there to Arnold in left field. Nice play.
That's the hardest ball Will Holman's ever hit.
Hardest ball the Holman family has ever hit.
Well, yeah, no doubt. Ross went yard. Fort Laramie a couple years ago.
Yes, he did.
Of course, he'd probably call in and tell us about it.
It was an 0-2 pitch.
Yeah.
Outside, I reached out. Nick Twait's the batter for the Indians. Cole Wendell, 0-for-3. We don't see that very often.
No, especially if it's Cade.
Cade, matter of fact. And you know what? I bragged him up before the game. That's my fault.
Did you really?
That's my bad. I was... Last night, he was just hitting crap out of the
BBs.
Ball. There's a ground ball, third base, foul. Coach Wendell down there at third base. Coach Feely at first. I don't know who's got the bigger pair of gloves. Brownie, I'm going to leave it up to you.
I'm thinking Feely's got them.
He's got, I don't know, I can't see anything.
Maybe it's just the gray. I don't know.
You got long johns on, blue then?
Oh, yeah.
A four pair.
Yeah.
That one's popped up foul out of play. Right field line. That's going to, that's incredible. 75 cars sitting over there. And it lands in between them. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians up 5-1 over your Houston Wildcats. Homan on deck for the Indians. Nobody on base. Big week next week for the Indians. If we got the Redskins and then we play New Bremen, both league games. Ooh, that's chin music right there inside. 3-2 the count. Henry's not going to be an easy game, Bobby.
No, they're not. They're always good.
That's it hard out towards center field. Center fielder going back. And he makes the play. By golly, I tell you what, he hit that ball hard. Nick Twaits gives that one a ride out towards the right center fielder, and center fielder goes back and makes the play. Three up, three down here in the fourth inning, and at the end of four complete, Indians 5, Wildcats 1.
Expression.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Garrick's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
But anyway,
man, that would have been a big hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have made the trip. But anyway, we made a little bit. It was a fun trip. Hey, we're back here, top of inning five, Fort Recovery Indians 5, the Houston Wildcats 1. We are 9-1-2, Crochet. Leading off. That's close.
That's got to be Couchet's brother.
Absolutely. Ludwig and Arnold for the Wildcats. Ryan Post. No, I always call him Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, it's Ryan.
Ryan Sandberg.
Yes, sir. Ryan Sandberg, named after Ryan Sandberg, guaranteed.
That's exactly right. 2-0. What a day for baseball, folks. Come on out and sit out here in the bleachers. Enjoy the beautiful Friday evening. 3-0.
It's got to be beautiful somewhere.
Sure as hell ain't here.
Sure as the heck ain't here.
Fort Recovery Radio bringing you every pitch. Indians baseball, non-league style. That's ball four in the dirt. All three of the four was in the dirt. Come on, Ryan. We're back and fire that baby in there. Make hitters out of them, as Coach Calvin said.
Well, it kind of stinks, you know. You come out, you make your debut on a crappy weather day like this, and you don't want to make mistakes, and you just can't feel it. You can't.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it? Tough. It's tough out there.
Yeah. Times are tough on the mound.
Be like pitchers. Doing the book or doing the boards with a bunion.
It's a rough life.
It is tough. Ball in the dirt again. Come on, big guy. Get her up.
So, are you going to have the other one taken off, too?
I might do that next fall. Yeah, I got two of them. You should see my grandpa's feet, man. It's disgusting.
Really?
That's where I got it from, so.
Grandpa, what side?
Bruns.
Grandpa Whitey.
Yeah. Foul, 1-1.
Good job. Cue-balled that, baby.
He did cue-baller. That umpire, he cannot believe he's something this game.
There's not enough money in this world to make us worth it.
What's he get, 70 bucks? 60 bucks?
I don't know. I know Ramel had a hard time getting some.
Actually.
You imagine that? Making the umpire tonight? Are you nuts?
Yeah. They was playing Houston, wasn't it?
Oh. I wonder if these guys were the ones that were supposed to do the Houston game down there. Probably. Snuck him up here to the fort.
I did.
1-1. Got him. And I guess they ain't got it. That'd be strike two. Got him would be three.
Got him on a strike.
Yeah.
We might be a little anxious up here in the booth to get the heck out of here. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah. No, we're going to have an hour-long post-game show tonight.
Hour-long post-game Bow show.
Back. We're bringing, we'll leave that door. Let's open the windows.
I'm out of here.
You get a response. We're going to Versailles Inn tonight or not? Better get your credit card out. Although you got some heads in there.
Keep them in there, slush fund.
That's fouled. Play over to when it just falls on the other side of the Indian dugout.
No, nobody's texted me anything.
One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of inning number five. Tribe leading 5-1. Slow game.
Crawler.
It is a crawler. Night crawler. And a pitch outside. 2-2.
As a player, you just want the balls to go right across the plate for a strike, you know?
I know what you mean.
Sitting out there.
Kathy says she's over That's popped up. Shortstop. Got him through to first.
What was he doing?
Double play. Indians take a break with some bad base running. Picked off first base. Wow. We'll take her, though, boys.
That first base coach is in a rage.
No, third base coach
is in a rage. Yeah. It was a high fly ball. I mean, obviously it was, but
it's a high fly ball that is
inside in the grass in the infield. He's 15 feet off the bag.
I'll tell you who's happy is Mr. Ryan Post.
Mr. Post is happy, and Indians are happy. We're happy.
We're all happy.
Everybody's happy unless you're wearing red. No, that's going to hit
foul bad. I see you got the work. Ooh, is that your stomach or burp?
That's my stomach growling. Did you hear that?
How about your jacket?
Means a wash job, doesn't it?
Crawl, fall down a few times a day? Where are you working at?
I ain't telling.
Two balls and strike two out.
I'm mad.
Who? That is a base hit center field.
Willie's going to try to throw him out.
Got him.
Look at Willie.
Stay right on here. Yep. Rowdy, let it on here.
Willie is playing shallow center. That kid hit a rocket to center. Willie come up firing and threw an absolute strike to Reese Bob for a bang-banger. Threw him out. Willie comes dancing into the dugout. We ain't been that happy since we won the state football title.
It's on a line.
That was a great play. That's a first for me.
It is. 8-3 if you're scoring at home.
Oh, Oop-Oop's there. Look at Oop-Oop dancing down there.
Is Oop-Oop?
He's taking a picture of us.
Hip on a pole.
That's funny.
That was awesome.
That was a great play. I tell you what, that kid probably thought, hey, I got myself a hit.
Absolutely.
Bebopping down to first. And
in the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left in three. 4.5. Tribe leads it 5-1.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Who has this thing out? Has he ever used it?
What's it for?
I don't know.
Pink eyeliner. I don't need it. Here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning.
How's that cough drop?
That was great.
Should I go with one? Cool.
Yeah, it's great. Bottom of the fifth inning. We're going to go Benny Hellman, Reese Rogers, and
Brownie, you want one?
Ethan Shane. First three hitters for the purple and white. We got a new pitcher in there. Who we got? Number 9, Jacob Trent. He didn't start the game. No way. Is that Leist? John Leist. That was down the dirt. 3-0. Oh, here comes the boss.
He's got his earbud in.
Yeah. What did we do wrong now, Bob?
Get up here and thaw out, Neil, you moron.
He won't hear that till he gets in here. It's usually about 5 seconds behind. Taking all the way, ball 4. So Benny gets a leadoff walk. And that's going to bring Reese Rogers to the plate. Reese Rogers so far struck out looking in the first inning, lined out to the left fielder. Second time up in the second inning. Looking for his first hit of the game. Timeout called by the Houston Wildcat manager, Brad Allen. And for some reason, I think he was last year's coach, Jim. Remember him saying that name last year?
Yeah, good memory, bro.
Pretty sure.
I got nothing left.
Remember going?
Yep, he gone. New pitcher.
So, he gets to pitch all of one batter.
Al Horboski.
Number...
You remember Al Horboski?
No. Number 30.
Pitch for St. Louis Cardinals? The Matt Ingarian?
Never heard of him.
What?
I'm trying to figure out who this kid is.
He's a first baseman.
We don't have his number.
Well, who was playing first base?
Let me look. Brad Hickerson.
Big Bradley is a new pitcher.
How's he looking?
Looking good, boys.
All right. Umpire saying you got four more pitches, brother. Then we go. Four more pitches. Outfielders huddled together out there in center field saying, this is unbelievable.
Cannot believe that I'm still here.
Down to two pitches. Two board out there at the Reds, GABP. And the coaches get so many mound visits now. Get six mound visits, so they keep track of that on the board. You know that? Yeah. Yeah. It's the first time I saw it this year. New player going in, number nine. That would be their last pitcher, Jacob Trent, going to take over at first base. So Reese Bob's going to step in there against the right-hander. Come on, Reese. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. How about we score six runs? We get the heck out of here. Could happen, folks. Leadoff man on. Ethan Shane on deck for the Indians. Reese Bob squares and was going to do a bunt hit. Third baseman playing deep. Just missed it. Fouled it off. Wrapped up in blankets. There goes the runner. Catcher comes up firing it down to short. Over the shortstop's head. Center fielder's right behind him. Cleans up that mess. So Vinny heading down to second base. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians up four. Against the Wildcats from Houston. Out of play down the left field line. This kid's kind of got a, he's got one of, I'm trying to think of that pitcher that does that, stops his motion. He's a Japanese pitcher, isn't he, Bob? The one that does that and he kind of comes to a stop.
Pedro Bourbon.
Is he playing right now?
Yep. Pedro's not.
Pedro's the guy. The guy you're talking about.
Yeah, I think he is. There's a ground ball, second baseman. Cherry Hop, second baseman, comes up, fires it over to first. Nice job of hitting by Reese. Pulls it down the second baseman. Moves the runner over to third.
Is it Yu Darvish? Is that his name?
Mm.
No.
Not Yu Darvish, one. No. So Shaney's going to step in there. Our sixth run, 90 feet away. And Benny Holman at third base. Joe Holman on deck for the Indians. Come on, boys. Let's get this run in here. Let's go.
Happy birthday, Dixie Grisa. May. Dixie Grisa, May.
Yeah, Clarky's wife, right?
Yep.
A little high. Called that in the strikeout, didn't they? Strike zone's getting a little bigger, Bobby.
It ain't big enough.
Stretching. One ball, one strike to Shaney. Shaney's already got a couple RBIs on the evening. That one's taken high. Two balls and a strike. How's radar looking?
Good.
There's a ground ball to shortstop. Runner's going to come home. They're going to give up the run, make the out. Nice play by the shortstop. And a nice piece of hitting by Shaney. Makes the play. Drives in another run. So Bennett comes into home, makes it 6-1. RBI, another one for Shaney. He goes down on 6-3. Two outs. Nobody on. Joe Homan the batter, followed by Cody Shinaberry. Cody's mom standing down there just completely shivered.
Cody Shiverberry.
Cody Shiverberry. Man, when he's on a roll, yeah. Brownie, you can't stop him. All you do is try to slow him down. There's strike one. One ball, one strike to Joe. Cody Shiverberry on deck.
Get Snapchat?
No.
Get it.
My daughter says it's not for old guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Rachel. She won't let me do Facebook.
You're out?
She won't let me do Snapchat. She's mad every time I say anything on Twitter. I don't get it.
Dad, you're stupid.
I'm stupid. Handing 10 grand for college.
My kids already know I'm an idiot, so I don't worry about it. Deuces wild, Budge Brunswick.
We got deuces. Can't see the board. Two balls, two strikes. And two outs. Here comes the old swing and a miss. Got him. Hey, we pick up a run here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Indians extend this lead to 6-1. We go to the sixth.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
We on?
Yep.
Hey, welcome back. Indian baseball. Indians lead it. Going into the top of the sixth. 5-6-1. We can play a little add-on there. It is 3-4-5. Post team doing a good job so far.
Well, they got two hits.
They have two hits. That is correct. Swing and a miss. If you're just joining us, Indians going with their JV pitchers tonight as, what was that Mullenkamp boy's name?
Drew.
Drew Mullenkamp started. He worked three innings. He gave up a run. And then Ryan Post comes in, and this is his third inning of work. And I got a feeling that, I don't know if Ryan will go four and try to get this thing over with or what will happen. There's a slow curve, slow roller. Reese Bob's going to take this one by himself, puts a tag on number three. One up, one down. That brings up Herrick, the cleanup hitter.
Not Hunter Herrick.
Hunter Herrick, that is correct. At least on deck. We're joined up here by Ryan Braun running the board tonight. Brawny?
Spectacular job.
Done a good job. A lot better than Cole.
Best I've ever seen.
Cole just annoying. Oh, he drives me nuts.
You know, the one that we had there for a while. We had a lot of fun with him.
There's a little flare right at Reese Bob.
Nice job, Reese Bob. We had Wes Winning up here for a good year, didn't we?
Turd City. Oh. Not much use for Wes.
Brady, look what you stepped into here.
That brings Least to the plate with Hickerson on deck.
The question is, how are you going to get down the steps?
Get in here, Jody. My God.
Jody Wendell in the house. She's cold.
It is nuts.
How are you going to get down the steps with your crutches?
I don't know. Going up wasn't much fun, but
get on my shoulders, brother.
You can barely make it.
Are you stupid? You put a rail up.
We don't need a rail.
Copy. We're 50.
I'll be the first one to fall.
One of us going butt over apple cart. Outside, 1-1. Joined here by Jody Wendell. Jody, how are you, dear?
Warmer now.
Warmer now. She about froze out there. That's a strike on the outside. That's about... Ooh. Come on in.
Nah, I'm trying to get...
Eat Neil.
Cody Shiverberry's mom.
Oh. Ground ball up the middle. Caden off to his right. Throws it.
Breaks
bang, banger. Nice job, Caden Wendell. In the inning, no runs. Indians playing solid defense.
That was a quick one.
Man, we like that. Through 5.5, your Tribe leading it. 5-6-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix.
Academic Booster Club is having their Battle of the Brains again this year on Sunday, April 15th from noon to 3. Get your four-person team together along with an alternate, get yourself a sponsor, and get signed up now. The cost is $75 per team. Your team can be a group of friends, co-workers, family, even a group of students, at least 7th grade, please. Pick up your entry form at the high school office or by going to FortRecoveryschools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains 2018 and downloading the application. And new this year, there will be a fun trivia round for anyone to participate in. Just show up, get a group of four people, and you can be in the fun trivia part of the contest. And the best part, there's no charge to get in the fun trivia contest. Just show up and have fun. And even if you don't want to be in either the formal contest or the fun pop culture trivia rounds, stop by and be amazed and entertained by how smart your friends and neighbors are. It's the Battle of the Brains on Sunday, April 15th. Be sure to get entered now by going to FortRecoveryschools.com. And clicking on Battle of the Brains, or pick up your application at the high school office.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Argue that. You're on, copy.
All right, Brownie's got us back on here. Fortside Park. Cody Shinnenberry going to be our leadoff man. Here. Followed by, I don't know, Drew. Who we got? Oh, it's probably going to be Ryan. Yeah. Ryan Post going to take place. Here comes B. Huh? So Cody Shinnenberry, Ryan Post, and Cade Wendell. First three batters for the Indians here. Bottom of the sixth. Indians up 5. We have not had a hit. I'm going to get us a hit right here.
All right,
we have not had a hit since the second inning. We had 3 hits in the first, 2 hits in the second. We scored a run in the fifth. A base on balls and a couple plays that moved a runner up. What's Tabby saying, Jed?
She texts me back.
Oh, that's all right. Get her phone out. There's a ground ball first baseman. First baseman waits on him patiently, steps on the bag, out number one.
We got a final, Coldwater 2, Parkway nothing in a non-league game. Cavaliers continue to roll. They're going to be a tough old ball club.
Yeah, without a doubt. Always are, Bobby, always are. That's going to bring Ryan Post to the plate. Ryan's been our second pitcher of the game.
Wait a minute, we just invited Tab. I don't know who's behind her. She ain't loud up here.
That was girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it really isn't that much warmer in here than it is outside.
Yeah. If you've been outside for the last hour, you would eat those birds.
Huh? What?
Can you believe we wait till the 16th to bite you guys? Look at her fingers.
You guys cold?
Not bad up here, is it, Brawny?
Nah, it's not too bad.
Hey, Brawny had a bun cut out.
Bun yin.
Well.
Ew.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You can smell the infection.
Yeah, but
it
doesn't sound like any
fun. Come on, Ryan Post. Hey, now let's talk baseball in here.
Yeah.
Baseball is on the air.
It is.
Ryan takes that one inside. Two balls, two strikes to the young freshman. Cade Wendell on deck for the Indians. This pitcher's cold. His delay on the mound is getting longer every pitch. Comes to the stop. Pass to the side. Yep, Mulder out. Here we go, 3-2. That one's inside, ball four. So Posty's going to head down to first base. Base on balls. And that's going to roll the top back to Cade Wendell. Cade 0 for 3 so far this evening.
Now batting for the Indians, number 14, Cade Wendell.
Looks like Ryan's going to put the old extra coat on. I'd say he's going to be back on the mound for the bottom of this inning, or top of the seventh, Bobby. Try to finish this up for us. Or we just score.
No, let's just get her out.
Get it out. All right. Kate takes that one low and outside. Ball one. Still got some diehards down the old left field line. Billy B up on the old truck. There's a throw over to first back in time. Can't tell who's on the second truck down there. Who we got down there, Bobby?
Ken and Carrie.
Mom and Pop Shane sitting out there freezing their tails off.
That's one thing nice about this. You can't.
There goes the runner.
Watch it.
There goes the throw down to second base, and nobody wants to cover the bag, so Ryan's in there easy.
Catcher's got a pretty good cannon.
Yeah, he does. Threw it down there before the shortstop and the second baseman get the bag.
Brawny had a good cannon until
eighth grade,
and he lost his arm.
Yeah, arm was weak. Couldn't hit.
Junior high quarterback. He was quarterback in junior high?
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot.
There's a strike on the inside edge. One ball, two strikes. Our leadoff man, Cade Wendell, who has not been on, which is very, very unusual.
Cade ain't been on base?
Cade has not been on base. I'd say that would be, he's going to get on because he's been on base every game. That one he hit.
Yeah, that guy.
High over to the left fielder. Left fielder comes over. Makes an outstanding catch over his shoulder. Nice play by the left fielder. Yes, sirree. Umpire officially said he's out. Kate's coming back up saying, now, wait a minute. Not sure what he's doing.
Getting his bat.
Oh, he's getting his bat.
Can't laugh.
See, I thought something goofy's going on. What's going on here?
He didn't catch it.
He must have dropped it. No, wait a minute. How did we not see that?
I didn't see it fall.
Bobby?
I had no idea.
Yeah, no,
I swear to God, he said he was.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Look at that. Well, now he gets a hit. Now that's unbelievable. I need somebody to tell me what happened right there. Talk to Kenny Shane. Maybe it did fall. It had to fall. Yeah. But the umpire made the motion like he thought he caught it. That's our first base hit since the second inning. So Cade gets on bag here. That moves Ryan over to third. And that's going to bring Willie. Willie's been hitting the ball hard. Hit a rocket out to the center fielder last time up. Coach Cal stop down there at third. Trying to get a couple more runs in here across the old plate. There goes the runner. Fake throw down to second base. Now we got runners at second and third. Picada on the second. Ryan at third. Two runners in scoring position for number 24. Okay, you got to watch the shortstop kick dirt on Cade's feet. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Watch it. So Cade gets a lead, and the shortstop comes up acting like he's right behind him, and he's kicking dirt on him, and Cade looked back at him like, what are you doing? Didn't do it that time. Dirty ass Cade tonight about the kid kicking dirt on him at second base.
I'll get the load down for it.
They're out there talking now. Here comes the pitcher. There's a ground ball over towards the third baseman. Third baseman comes up with a clean, fires across the field. Nice stretch by the first baseman, and I think they called him out.
Yep.
Coach Feely not happy with the call, but we did score a run. Ryan comes across the plate to make it 7-1. Cade moves over to third. And that was a... He might have been out. What do you think, Bobby?
I can't. No window.
It was a great stretch by him, but I think Harold probably thought his foot was off the bag and that guy couldn't see it. So nice play by the third baseman, scooping up, firing it across the field to get Willie.
Third baseman's hurt down there. He pulled something.
Oh, really?
Yep. Called time check on him. He said, I'm all right. Might be froze.
Wouldn't argue that.
Nope.
Does that bring Nick Twaits to the plate?
Game we've ever played.
What was the
this
game?
Is
this year
ever?
No, it was in Columbus.
Huh?
It was in Columbus.
If the wind's blowing, this is
Cole's sophomore year. It started out cold, sleeting, raining, and then would end up by snow.
I remember this year. Oh, was that Versailles? Yeah.
Versailles.
We had it snowing here one time.
Yes.
Ford's got two outs up there, Bobby, but I only got us for one. Drew, Ryan let us off. Oh, no, Cody Schinneberry grounded out. My bad.
Shiverberry.
Cody Schinneberry. That sounds hard. Right at the center. He dropped it. He dropped it. That's going to score Cade. Man, he had it in his glove.
Which way he hit a couple rockets tonight, too.
Yes, he did. Cade comes in to score. That's going to make it 8-1 in favor of your Indians. So Twaitsy reaches on an air. Picks up the RBI, and that brings Benny Hellman to the plate. There goes Nick. We're still running. Might as well drive one more in here, Benny. I got time.
Yeah. I got nothing.
You got nothing. I think we're going to do our post-game show outside tonight.
Go in the dugout.
Yeah, we'll take everything down the dugout and talk to the boys. Or not. Turkey buzzards, you're back, Bobby. Here they come. One's outside. 3-0.
Good job, unroll this baby.
Reese Bob's thinking he wants another shot at this guy.
Oh, call it. That was a strike.
High and outside. Ball four. Runner down to first. So we got runners at first and second. And that brings Reese Bob to the plate.
Hey, how about our little bat boys? Hats off to them little guys.
Working their little tails off this evening.
In this weather?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a bat boy, I'm going to say, sorry, I'm out.
Ooh, hurt.
Video games.
Tweaked my ankle. That's Reese Bob took, he did take the hat off the pitcher. Here comes one. Twaitsy's coming around. He's going to score. tractor's got a pretty good head of hair on him, and he ducked pretty fast, and his hat flew off. He didn't literally take his hat off, but it was a hard-hit ball by Reese Rogers. Not kidding you, folks.
Kenny's had a good day, too.
Yes, sirree. So Quincy comes around to score. That's the third run of the inning. That's going to make it 9-1 in favor of your Indians. So the winning run at first base. Cheney takes a cut at an inside, fouls it off back to the screen.
Our 4x200 just kicked some butt, according to Scott Wendell. Owen, Jared, Butch, and Robbie.
There goes a runner to third.
That one's
going. And that one's heading out into
that
left
one
field.
Landed in Union City.
And here comes Benny. Benny's going to come home.
Birch Creek's picking that ball up.
And, and that's run number 10. Benny Homan comes around. He scores. Birch, in the meantime, getting the mail, picks up the ball, throws it back. Wow. God love him. Reese Bob moves on to second, so there's our game winner, folks. 10-1 ball game. And that's going to bring, let's see, Shaney's still at the plate, sorry. Eighth hitter of the inning here, Bobby.
Ooh.
That one's popped sky high.
No way anybody catches
that. Pitcher's coming out. And he makes a snow cutter. Nice job, baby. That's out number 3, but in the inning, the Indians pick up 4, one shy.
Back.
I said that about 4 hours ago.
Oh, shut up.
And that's going to end the inning. And after 6 complete, Indians 10. Wildcats 1.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Here's a great event coming up in the Fort Recovery area. On Sunday, April 8th, it'll be the American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, baked goods, and more. And your beverages included, milk, coffee, and orange juice. It's only $6 for adults, $3 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head on out to the Legion on Sunday, April 8th for the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 to 12:30.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Never mind, you're on. All right, we're back here. Top of 7. We're getting ready to close this baby out. Indians leading 10-1. Going for win number 4 on the season?
5.
God, I said 5 before you yelled at me.
No, we're going for win number 5. We've got 4. Before you said we're 5-1, and I said we're 4-1.
I hate every second I'm up here with you. It is 6, 7, and 8. Hickerson, Beaver, and Foster.
You'll be back
tomorrow.
Their
last shot. The owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio, come on in the booth. Neil, how cold are you right now?
It's nice in here.
Yeah, it is pretty nice in here.
Not that cold right now.
First pitch is a strike. That's one outside. 2-1. Hickerson is got a base hit. His last time up. 1 of 3 by the Wildcats. That's outside. Swing and a miss. 2-2.
We're going to wait till it warms up a little bit, Spencer.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Good job, Ryan Post. Indians 2 outs away from win number 5 on the season. How's that?
Thank you, Bob.
Got it right.
Hey, Turkey Buzzard, you're coming back. You were busy over there tweeting or whatever the hell you do on that thing all the time.
I update. People want to know what the score is. That's a little Cassius, right? Cassius Clay.
I believe he's
got her. Good job, buddy. That was a soft liner to right field. Cassius is playing shallow. Come in. Made a nice catch. Two outs. Indians are one out away now. Ryan Post done a nice job.
Pushed you four innings of relief here, right?
Absolutely. Coach Kalpa couldn't have wrote any better for Coach Kalpa. He gets to use a couple young arms. We're going to have a lot of baseball hopefully coming up next week. And doubleheader tomorrow, Greenville. We're going to be on the air about quarter till one. Game one of two versus the Green Wave down in Greenville. Me and my good friend Mr. Kalpa will be there.
We will cover the action
Ronnie
tomorrow.
Ronnie will be there.
Ronnie, tomorrow are you coming?
Neil wants me.
Hey, that's the attitude.
Well, he'll call us tonight.
Probably, and ask us. Maybe we can get, what's that ambulance service that hauls people around?
All the medics, yeah.
Get you down there?
Chopper. Maybe you can go get Chopper.
Well, that'd be cool.
That would be so bad.
Landed right out there in center field. Here comes our main computer guy, Brownie.
That one's outside. 3-0.
He's all good chiming in tonight.
He was on Twitter earlier. I think he's probably watching the Masters, having a few Miller Lights.
Don't blame the fella.
Nope. Oh, could be him right there.
That probably is.
That's a strike on the outside. One, two outs, top of seven. Posty gets a sign from his catcher, Shinnerberry, and the pitch, ground ball slid.
Okay, Kate, take care of this.
Kate comes up firing, got time, and he gets him. And that's the ball game. Your Indians win it, 10-1. We'll be right back to recap right after this on Fort Recovery Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And you're on.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. A little post-game show. Going to wrap things up here. The Indians improved to 5-1 this evening with a 10-1 victory over the Houston Wildcats. Young pitching staff tonight, Bobby, of Drew Mollenkamp and Ryan Post held these Wildcats to one run on two hits. Can't say enough about the pitching from the Indians tonight. Happy to see that, that's for sure, and it's looking good for the future of the Indians. I'll go over the Indian stats here real quick. Cade Wendell, our leadoff guy, he was 1-for-4. And, you know, we had seven hits, I think we had. But we hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
You know that?
Rockets.
We hit some rockets. Cade Wendell, 1-for-4. Willie Holman, 1-for-4. Nick Thwaites hit the ball hard, I think, every time. He was 0-for-3. Manny Holman, 2-for-2, walked a couple times. Reese Rogers was 1-for-3, had a sack. Sacrifice. Ethan Shane hit the ball hard, had three RBIs. He was 1-for-3. Joe Holman, 0-for-3 this evening. Cody Shinnerberry was 1-for-3 with a sacrifice. And Drew Mollenkamp, he got to bat a couple times. He walked once and flew out to the center fielder. And Ryan Post got one at bat, and he walked and come around to score in the seventh inning. And that's going to take care of your 10 runs on seven hits. We only struck out a couple of times, so we did pretty good at the bats tonight. Didn't face some real solid pitching, but, you know, put the ball in play and things happen.
That's right. And the Indians get another game under their belts and get some young kids in the action. And tomorrow we're going down to Greenville for doubleheader, weather permitting. That's a 1 p.m. game on Fort Recovery Radio. And let's just go over the schedule for next week. Monday, we got Anzonia Tigers coming to Fort Recovery for a home game. That's a 5 o'clock start. And then Tuesday, Indians travel for MAC game. We're going over to St. Henry. And that is a PG-14. We'll have that game. Thursday, we got another MAC game at home versus New Bremen. And it's dog night. Hot dog night.
Hot dog night. Huge hot dogs, too.
It is. They're big dogs, and they're dirt cheap. Come on out and enjoy it. Let's hope. Well, it's supposed to be 74 next Thursday.
74 and sunny.
Yep. And then Friday, we go to South Adams. We like to play South Adams. That's always a fun game.
Ooh, great trip.
And then Saturday, Kettering Alder at 5th Third Field. What a week.
That's going to be a huge week. Let's come out of there with some victories. And we got a couple Big Mac games in there. You know what? St. Henry, always tough. And New Bremen.
Well, the Tuesdays and Thursdays, the game we got to win. The rest of them I could care less.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Good job tonight, boys.
All right, fellas.
Brony.
We'll be back on the air tomorrow, probably about 1:45 or 12:45, 12:50, somewhere in there. Bobby and I'll be back for the Greenville Wave. See you then.
Sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio.